Could the release of GPT-5 redefine the landscape of artificial intelligence once again? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Friday, April 4th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's groundbreaking announcement regarding GPT-5. Let's dive in. Imagine a world where artificial intelligence capabilities leap forward in ways we hadn't thought possible just a few months ago. That's the world we're headed towards with OpenAI's latest announcements. Sam Altman, OpenAI's CEO, recently took to social media to share some exciting news about the release timeline for their much-anticipated GPT-5, and it's causing quite a stir in the tech community. In a post on X, Altman revealed a change in plans. OpenAI will be releasing GPT-3o and 0.4 mini in just a couple of weeks, with GPT-5 following in a few months. This shift is driven by some good reasons, as Altman puts it, but the most thrilling one is the promise of making GPT-5 better than initially imagined. This isn't just about incremental improvements. It's about setting a new standard for what these models can achieve. Why does this matter? Well, the demand for OpenAI's models is expected to be unprecedented, and Altman assures us that they're gearing up to support this surge. The improvements aren't just theoretical either, they're practical, with the deep research model promising faster and smarter responses. It's like moving from a bicycle to a sports car in the world of AI capabilities. So, as we eagerly await the official release of GPT-3o in a couple of weeks and look forward to the full capabilities of GPT-5 later this year, one thing is clear: OpenAI is not just advancing technology, they're reshaping our expectations of what AI can do. Stay tuned as we continue to bring you the latest on this exciting development. OpenAI is making waves again, and this time it's by returning to its roots with an open-source model. Since 2019, when they last released an open-source language model with GPT-2, the landscape has shifted dramatically. Now, as competitors gain ground, OpenAI is stepping back into the open-source arena, planning to release a new language model in the coming months. Imagine being a developer or researcher who's been eagerly waiting for OpenAI to release something you can tweak and mold to your needs. Well, that wait might soon be over. OpenAI recently put out a call for feedback, inviting insights from developers, researchers, and the general public on how to make this upcoming model as useful as possible. It's a move that not only democratizes the use of AI, but also invites the community to play a role in shaping its future. Why is this significant? OpenAI's shift to proprietary models started after a massive investment from Microsoft, which allowed them to focus on developing cutting-edge technology, but also meant their models were exclusive to Microsoft's Azure cloud services. This exclusive approach has been the norm since GPT-3, but now, with the upcoming open-source model, it seems OpenAI is ready to share its technology more broadly once again. This decision comes as open-source models from other tech giants like Meta's Llama and DeepSeek have gained popularity. Meta, for instance, claims its Llama model has been downloaded a billion times since its launch, and companies like Spotify are already using it to enhance their services. OpenAI's move could be a response to these developments, signaling a strategic pivot to remain competitive and relevant in the rapidly evolving AI landscape. OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, hinted at this change earlier this year, suggesting that the company needed a different open-source strategy. This announcement is the culmination of those discussions and reflects a broader trend towards openness in AI development. With this release, OpenAI is poised to re-engage with a community eager to innovate, collaborate, and push the boundaries of what AI can achieve. Generative artificial intelligence has opened up a whole new world for hackers and cybercriminals. It's like they've been given a shiny new toolkit, with the ability to deepfake CEOs or whip up fake receipts at the drop of a hat. OpenAI, being the mega player in the generative artificial intelligence space, is acutely aware of these threats. In a bold move, they've just made their first investment in a cybersecurity startup to help companies defend against such attacks. Enter Adaptive Security, a New York-based startup that's just raised $43 million in a Series A funding round, co-led by OpenAI's Startup Fund and the venture capital giant Andreessen Horowitz. This investment marks a significant milestone for OpenAI, confirming their first foray into the cybersecurity sector. Adaptive security is all about simulating artificial intelligence-generated hacks to train employees on how to spot these threats. Imagine picking up the phone only to hear your chief technology officer's voice asking for a verification code. Spoiler alert, it's not actually them, but rather a spoof generated by Adaptive Security's clever platform. Their technology doesn't stop at voice calls. It also covers texts and emails, assessing which parts of a company are most vulnerable and training staff to spot the risks. Focusing on social engineering hacks, where a human is tricked into doing something they shouldn't, Adaptive Security addresses a crucial area of cybersecurity. These seemingly simple hacks have led to massive losses in the past. Remember Axie Infinity's $600 million loss due to a fake job offer? It's attacks like these that Adaptive Security is aiming to prevent. Their CEO, Brian Long, points out that artificial intelligence tools have made such attacks easier than ever. Adaptive Security, launched in 2023, already boasts over 100 customers. According to Long, the positive feedback from these clients played a key role in attracting OpenAI to invest. And it doesn't hurt that Long's a seasoned entrepreneur with successful exits under his belt, including selling Tap Commerce to Twitter and steering ad tech firm Attentive to a valuation north of $10 billion. The fresh funding will primarily go towards hiring engineers to enhance their product and stay competitive in the ever-evolving battle against cyber threats. Adaptive Security is just one of many startups riding the wave of artificial intelligence-driven cybersecurity solutions. Companies like Cyberhaven and Snyk are also making strides, addressing the vulnerabilities artificial intelligence introduces. As these threats become more sophisticated, Long offers a straightforward tip for those worried about voice cloning. Delete your voicemail. It's a simple yet effective piece of advice in an increasingly complex digital world. OpenAI's latest move to make ChatGPT Plus free for college students in the United States and Canada is stirring up the academic world. Imagine being a student, juggling assignments and projects, and suddenly having access to an enhanced version of ChatGPT without spending a dime. That's the reality for students across these countries until the end of May. So, what's the big deal with ChatGPT Plus? Normally priced at $20 a month, this subscription offers higher usage limits for messaging, file uploads, data analysis, and even image generation. But more than just these features, it's about giving students access to cutting-edge technology at no cost. They can explore the latest research preview of GPT 4.5, which just launched last month, and even enjoy advanced voice modes with video and screen sharing capabilities. This offer isn't just for new users. If you're an existing ChatGPT Plus subscriber and can prove your student status, you can also take advantage of this limited-time deal. OpenAI is using the Sheer ID verification system to ensure that only eligible students at degree-granting institutions in the US and Canada can claim this offer. It's a strategic move that could significantly expand OpenAI's user base among young tech enthusiasts. Why now? OpenAI's timing coincides with Anthropic's announcement of Claude for Education, a specialized version of their competing chatbot aimed at higher education. Anthropic's been making waves, offering their service to students at prestigious schools like Northeastern University and the London School of Economics and Political Science. OpenAI, on the other hand, has been nurturing its relationship with educational institutions for a while. Just last year, they launched ChatGPT Edu, and earlier this year, they partnered with the California State University System to reach over 460,000 students and 63,000 staff and faculty members. This new offer might just be another step in their broader strategy to integrate AI into education. OpenAI mentioned that this is an experimental consumer program, hinting at the potential to expand it to more schools and countries in the future. It's an exciting time for students who can now leverage these advanced tools for their studies, potentially transforming how they learn and engage with AI. India's ChatGPT market is booming, and it's now the fastest growing in the world, according to OpenAI's chief operating officer, Brad Lightcap. Just last week, OpenAI introduced a native image generation feature in GPT-4o, and it's taken off like wildfire. Over 700 million images have been created by 130 million users since its launch, and a significant chunk of that activity is coming from India. Picture this. You log on to ChatGPT, and within minutes, you're generating stunning visuals, all from a simple prompt. That's exactly what users in India are doing, and it's transforming how people engage with artificial intelligence there. Lightcap shared his excitement on social media, noting how the range of visual creativity has been extremely inspiring. It's not just about numbers, it's about innovation and creativity coming to life in ways we haven't seen before. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman also chimed in, calling India's AI adoption amazing and marveling at how the country is outpacing the world. To connect with this rapidly growing user base, Altman shared an AI-generated anime-style image of himself as a cricket player, tapping into India's love for the sport. It's all part of a broader strategy to engage users by meeting them where they are, culturally and technologically. This explosion of creativity isn't just a passing trend. With the new image generation capabilities, ChatGPT can now create visuals directly using its core model. This means more nuanced and contextually aware images, from infographics to photorealistic depictions of historical figures. One feature that's gone viral is ChatGPT's ability to reimagine real-world photos in the iconic style of Studio Ghibli, capturing the imagination of users worldwide. As we look at India's rapid growth in the AI space, it's clear that OpenAI's innovations are resonating deeply. The blend of cutting-edge technology with cultural relevance is a powerful combination, and it's driving unprecedented engagement. It's a testament to how AI can enhance creativity and connect communities across the globe. That's it for today's OpenAI Weekly Brief. India's emergence as the fastest-growing market for ChatGPT highlights not just the power of technology, but the potential for global creativity and innovation. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.